Big Sports Breakfast. Let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
G'day, Andy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
It's getting silly again, these blue weeks.
It's that time of year.
It is.
Who do you think the best name, Billy Birmingham, what was the best one he came up with?
Oh, God.
There's one that I've got, but I won't say it because it's a bit crude, but he came up with some beauties.
Okay, he came up with so many.
Chaminda Vaas?
Chaminda Vaas is real name, you
Matt,
idiot.
That's his proper name.
That's his proper name. Good morning, Chaminda. That's his real name, you
I
fool.
Know that.
You did not.
I
put that
did
one, cut that one up.
Of
put
course one, I knew
cut
that.
Cut that one up. That's like the four-cylinder V8. Cut that up.
Not quite.
All right, Andy. Asian Champions League.
Yes, indeed. Peanut butter jars.
That's
Asian
it.
Champions League. Now, we did expect Melbourne Victory would struggle a little bit. They went down 2-1 last night. Leonardo again scored both. It was the fact that they drew at home in the first leg. So, sadly, they're out 3-2 on aggregate, and it's the end, of course, for Archie Thompson, Del Pierre and Barbaroussis, their last appearances. All eyes tonight at Allianz to see how Sydney at 2:20 go against Shandong Luneng at 3:25. This is the side that has only had two wins in 10 in the Asian Champions League. This is the side that flew in on Monday. So you reckon that they'll be feeling a little bit fatigued given that the Sky Blues were back home on Friday and have plenty of time to prepare. So I think that the Sky Blues tonight should deliver. The only doubt for them is Seb Ryle with a quad injury.
Right. You're tipping Sydney FC at 2:10?
Yeah, 220.
Mate, the Socceroos justifiably are excited about this upcoming contest with England.
Oh, it's going to be huge. They had their first training session, light session, 75-minute workout, and Milo Jedinak wasn't there. Look, he was rested because of the FA Cup final on Saturday, so that's fair call. Robbie Cruz and Brad Smith, they'll handle the media inquiries today. They'll have their second training later today, our time. I just actually got an SMS from Simon Hill. He's expecting that Marcus Rashford should make his debut against Australia, the teenager. There's still conjecture who will lead the line for the Socceroos, McLaren, the Brisbane hero, 20 goals for the Roar, or Tommy Urich. Remember Tommy from the Wanderers, who's had his first season in Europe. There'll be a lot of build-up to this game, a lot of attention on this game as well. So it's a wonderful occasion for our Socceroos, but obviously we're not at full strength, and it'll be a tough day, but we know that we always step up to the plate when the chips are down, and we did that in 2003 at Upton Park against all odds. We beat them 3-1. I don't know whether we can beat them this time around when you think of guys like Sturridge and Rooney and the other great players that they've got at their disposal.
Yeah, well said, rubbish Binny. The Matildas coach?
Good news here. Alan Stajic has got a 4-year extension, so that'll take him through to the Olympics in Tokyo. We've got Rio coming up, the Women's World Cup in France in 2019, the Asian Cup, of course, the Women's Asian Cup in 2018, but it's just an occasion for a wonderful, he was a stopgap. He was just filling in a sense, but he got us to the Asian Cup final, got us to Rio, so he's done a great job.
Yep, Muhammad has...
Don't. People are texting in all their names.
Louis van Gaal.
No, that wasn't one of Billy's names.
No, Muhammad has a big in this.
Now, Louis van Gaal, what's his payout?
Sorry. His payout. We were talking about it yesterday. His payout's close to $11 million. So I don't think he'll be losing too much sleep. And you got to remember that Jose Mourinho and Louis worked together at Barcelona years ago, and they are mates. So we're just waiting when Mourinho will be announced as a new coach.
I'd love that. You get $1 million, right?
Yes.
To go away and do nothing. You'd have to sort of feign, it's a disgrace, this club. You're thinking, how good's this?
11 million.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, sleazy wine buzz.
Take care, boys.